Aisha, and I'm a former host of Mocha Single Mothers by Choice, or SMCs. Like you, as an SMC, I decided to become a mother knowing I'd be the sole care provider and parent for my children, at least at the outset. The Mocha stood for Black, so I'm using the word Black, and I'll be discussing being a single mother by choice from a Black woman's lens. You'll connect with all the interesting and fun things about this non-traditional path, like discussing which sperm to use and some hard truths about fertility and the realities of dating as a single mother who doesn't have a co-parent to rely on occasionally, and what it's actually like to parent as an S&C. This is the Black Single Mothers by Choice podcast.
So we are back from our break. Our little ones are settled in school, and we wanted to take some time and do like a parental check-in and see how it's going and how we're all doing mentally. So I will admit that kind of going through the summer and preparing for the 2021 school year, it was really exhausting for me. I feel like I'm dealing with a lot of anxiety right now with all of the unknowns. Told me plenty of times, like, I'm a planner. And so I feel real comfortable with known entities. And right now, the pandemic and the Delta variant is really an unknown entity. And not only that, but schools have removed the virtual option. So kids are in school unvaccinated with this hypervirulent strain. And as an SMC, our household safety depends on, for me, a 7-year-old and a 2-year-old, and a 7-year-old who doesn't always remember to put her socks on, and a 2-year-old who is 2. And so while I'm vaccinated, they're not, but you take down one person in the household, you take down potentially the entire household. When August arrived, I hit the wall. We need to sort out what school is doing, what's their plan, if there's an exposure in the classroom. And so we've really wanted to now come back and regroup with you all and create this space for us to just hash out what the 2021 school year is going to look like. So here we are, almost full year, round 2, full of anxiety, but functioning with me. Like, I am holding myself together by tape, just going through the motions, making sure I stay on top of the flurry of paperwork and administrative stuff that they send out. Both girls are really good at wearing their masks, but we did have a day one fluke where I was just like, to my big girl, I was like, okay, how did you do wearing your mask today? Did you wear it all day? And she said, yes. I was like, even outside? She said, yes. But when we got outside, my teacher said I didn't have to wear my mask, so I took it off. And I was just like, okay. Inside, I'm like freaking out. But outside, I just had to tell her, I said, okay, so mommy's rule for our household is that you wear your mask even on the playground. And so we haven't had any incidents since then. And then baby, she asks for her mask whenever she leaves the house because she sees us with our masks on. So mask in toddler language. She's really good at wearing her mask. And she's in the 2's room where most of the kids wear their masks most of the time. So I feel fairly confident right now, but it's on a day by day basis that we have it handled. But right now it's just talking to the schools and finding out what their protocols are. If there's an exposure in their classroom, what do we do for academics? And so just a lot of questions coming out. And so one of the things that I will encourage moms to do, and single family households and SMC households in particular are particularly vulnerable, ask for what your need is, because we were doing back to school night and I was just like, they were doing it live. And I was just like, do you have a virtual option? And they were like, we need to ask the principal. So then they came up with a virtual option. And now it's, what are we doing with continuing schooling? If there's an exposure in the classroom because the kids have to quarantine, what's the plan? And I think having as much of that information up front, but sometimes schools won't know what the needs are unless a brave person asks for what they need for their household. So I knew that there were losses prior to the summer, just because the teachers were good at giving us updates and just letting us know where our kids were generally. Across the board, they were like, the kids are below with reading, but they adjusted for that as they were making their grades. And I knew they had reading lists and enrichment throughout our school district packages that they sent out over the summer for the kids to work through. I knew reading was a struggle area and a struggle area for both of us, because with little kids, you're teaching them from scratch. And I'm like, that's what educators are for. That's what people with master's degrees are for. And so for me, I had to try to supplement my child's learning how to read from scratch. And that means techniques for understanding how to do blends and how to break down bigger words and how to find smaller words within the bigger words. And so that was our challenge this summer. So we really took the summer enrichment packet seriously and really focused on her reading this summer. And so now we got a tutor that she worked with once a week. And so I was really happy to see the progress that we made from the end of the summer to the start of the school year. And we really focused on getting her to be a confident reader. And so we were doing a lot of reading out loud. We were doing a lot of her reading to her little sister. And so now she's at the point where she's enjoying reading. And she's like, I'm going to go to bed. And when I go to bed, is it okay if I practice my reading for tomorrow? And I'm like, yes, practice your reading. And so we got her through that hump. And so now I think she's on par with the other kids in her class, but it was a summer that was full of enrichment along with her going to camp. I've seen quite a few gains for both girls in technology. Like the baby can pick up my phone and she can virtually log in and navigate to her app and just swipe left and swipe right. And my big girl, the school age girl, she's like telling me how to log in and how she reset her password. And so I've seen tremendous gains in terms of technology with both of my kids. So wait, I'm going to take a slight sidebar. Oh my gosh. So I had the first conversation yesterday. My daughter was like, so-and-so wants to set up a play date and she gave me her phone number. Can we call her? And I was like, she gave you her phone number. She was like, yeah, I have it. I have it. I'm going to go get it. I was like, no, no, no.
And so the kid's phone number?
Yes. And in the same conversation, she was telling me, oh, so-and-so was telling me this person's a really popular YouTuber and that she likes her videos, but she doesn't care for her as a person. So we need to have the conversation about responsibility with digital media. And so I sat her down and got real serious about what it means to be safe and that we're going to continue to have these conversations, because I think you can't keep them away from social media, that digital world, because then you make it that thing that they want, right? Because you're like closed at the door. So it's now more alluring to them. So I'm trying to get her into the habit of mommy's rules. And here's how we stay safe. Here's how we keep the house safe. But anyway, that was just a sidebar. We stopped YouTube at just about 2 because they would have the gummy bear song, I'm a gummy bear. But her school uses a filtered YouTube. So she's aware of it. And I'm like, if we're watching YouTube on your school stuff, let's do that together.
Do that with YouTube.
Yeah. But it was just jarring the way she was just like, yeah, so-and-so said that this person was a YouTuber. And I was like, where are you even getting that language from? Anyway, okay. Back to about school. Okay, so I have a lot of mommy friends and we've been comparing notes and really having these discussions about different COVID protocols in schools, and our friends are across the nation. So our school, they just put in place, they've always had in place a mask mandate for everyone regardless of vaccination status. And then they just put in place mandatory vaccination for any kids playing sports and the teachers. And so they have until mid-October to have proof of vaccination. They also have ventilation in place, the hand washing, the social distancing in the lunchroom. We do outside play. So they do have a multi-step process for mitigating the spread, which I think is good. One of our friends, their kid goes to school in Florida and they had to quarantine. And so there we were asking her about the academics, right? So did they send your kid home with any packets or anything? So that prompted me, and her answer was no, but that prompted me to ask my school what their plan is so that we don't have any more academic losses. So they did verify that if the kids have to quarantine, then they're sending them home with academic packets. And then all of the kids now have their laptops on a regular basis and they have to bring it home every day. And I'm assuming that's in anticipation of something happening. So they've got their resources, their digital resources at their fingertips that they can use. And then my email got escalated up to the principal to see if there are some additional facts that we need to know. So the jury's still out on what the full protocol is for maintaining academics, but for now they're sending home packets. The kids have their laptops. I feel we're in a better place a bit this go around. So we never went back to the office. Our dates kept getting pushed back. So we were supposed to go back in July. Then we were supposed to reevaluate in October. And now we just got word last week that we are not expected back any sooner than Q1 of 2022. So still working from home, which I'm grateful for because it has been a healing time for me mentally, but then also with the uncertainty of what's going to happen with school. And if they have to quarantine, I don't have to drop everything and then work from home because I'm already set up to work from home. So that does alleviate some of the stress. How I will actually work from home with kids who are not necessarily sick, because let's face it, if Noelle gets an exposure, that means that Camille could potentially have an exposure too. So out of an abundance of caution, I would pull the baby as well. And so then they're going to be here. And if they're not sick, then they're going to be their full energetic selves running around. So then I have to have a plan in place for what they're going to do. But we do have a bit more space where we can separate. And I can flex my schedule to, again, start work at 4 o'clock in the morning and then help with schooling. But it's going to be a haul. So that is what our plan is going to be. Since moving, I've been stressed out and I can feel the anxiety. And so I've really made it a top priority to carve out space in my day for working out and more physical activity, practicing mindfulness just a little bit more, like doing a physical check-in and scan of my body where the anxiety is residing, making sure that I get a lot more water, making sure that I get, you know, healthy foods that I like and enjoy, and really tapping into my Netflix queue, humor, tapping into my friends. I'm still in the process of looking for a regular therapist, someone to just talk to and talk me off the ledge, but really being intentional about carving out time during the week and during the weekends to mentally self-care if I cannot physically distance. Yeah, there you have it, Pod. We're doing okay. We're not great, but we're hanging in there. The children are off to school in this year two. It's on the books. We're on that train. It's going down the track. Take a moment to check in with yourselves, check in with your friends to see how you're all doing. Find some time to do some self-care if needed. And until next time, mask up, social distance, and stay safe.
Well, Pod, thank you so much for taking the time to listen. If you like what you've heard, please share this podcast with your girlfriends, and I'd love to hear your thoughts about the topics covered in this episode. So email me at mochasnc@gmail.com. If you found value in the topics covered, consider making a donation using the link in the show notes below. Till next time, Pod. Bye now.